Hey, y'all, and welcome to the Knollcast. This is the Southern Miss preview episode. As always, the Knollcast is brought to you by Louisiana Hot Sauce and the fine folks at For the Table Restaurant Group. That's Madison Social, Township, Centrale, and Soto. Make sure to check out our fine sponsors, and let's get into this. This will be a rather shorter episode. This is a Independence Bowl preview in Shreveport. The game is on the 27th. Obviously, this is being released the day after Christmas. Hope everybody had a great Christmas. And you're going to have about 24 hours to listen to this, maybe 25, depending on when this gets out. Southern Miss, an opponent that I'm guessing a lot of Florida State fans have not watched this year, but a pretty good opponent. I mean, one of the better opponents you could get in a non-BCS-type bowl this year, especially from a group of five. 8-4 record. Could have been 9-3 on the year, to be honest. They had Kentucky beat and strongly outplayed, but Kentucky pulled it out to open the season. Certainly have improved a lot under Coach Hobson, and after not being very good for the previous, 4 or 5 years prior to 2016. How good is this team? I think that's where we should start today. I think they are in the upper half of college football for sure, and maybe in the upper third, a top 40 level team. I think I'm comfortable saying, are they better than Miami or Clemson or some of the better teams in the FSU schedule? No, not really. Are they better than NC State or Louisville? Probably not. I don't think. But they are. They're better than like a Syracuse, or I think they're better than Wake Forest or Duke. They're better than Florida. So this could be a test, depending on what Florida State shows up. We already know that several guys will be out, and we'll talk about that. As well, looking at this here, the line is 16.5. The over-under is 49. So that is an implied score of 33-16. 33-16, that's interesting. I think we'll start with Southern Miss's defense. And really, the defense is what carries this Southern Miss team. They're coached by Tony Picaro, who is a really strong defensive coordinator. I know we've talked about him on the show before in terms of his recruiting ability and his ability to identify players early and trust himself and get offers out. So, obviously, an FSU alum and former GA at FSU as well. So, looking at this, Southern Miss is going to have a multiple defense. They're going to be in a 3-3-5 and a 4-2-5, depending on if they stand up or have Darian Yancey, their sort of wolf defensive end, have his hand on the ground. They like to move him around. They like to present multiple fronts, and they are very aggressive. I mean, they are an aggressive defense. They are an attacking defense, and the numbers back that up, right? 18th in defense efficiency, 91st in explosiveness allowed. So, looking at that, I mean, they get a lot of stops on first down. They really sell out to stop the run. They sell out for negative plays. The downside of that, they're going to leave their guys in one-on-one coverage quite often, and they will bust some coverages as well at times, and that leads to some big plays. It also, when you have that level of aggressiveness, you can occasionally give up big runs if your run fits aren't where they're supposed to be. And I think that's by design. That's a trade-off that they're willing to make to a certain extent. They're kind of rover type DB. They're linebacker slash defensive back hybrid. Jomez Applewhite, 6'1", 181, so that kind of gives you an idea of the size they have on the back end. Now, up front, their ends are not real big, although Ladarius Harris is kind of short and stout, powerful defensive end, but he's still not that large. They are pretty big with their two defensive tackle types, 300-plus both there. But I think Florida State could have some success rushing on the edges against Southern Miss in this ballgame. 10 starters here are upperclassmen. That to me shows they don't make that many mistakes. I think you can afford to be this aggressive on defense if you have a lot of upperclassmen who can generally be trusted to do their jobs. And yet you look at it, 91st in explosiveness allowed tells me that they still do make some, and sometimes they'll just get beat physically. This is a team that I think you're going to want to try and run the football against a lot to take away some of the aggressiveness. And then you're going to want to throw on play action, particularly on early downs, try to take shots down the field. Have those shot plays, those design plays. This is not a team, I don't think, that you're going to be able to go on long sustained drives where you control the ball with the short passing game. That's just not how I think this is going to go. And nor do I think Florida State will try to do that. I think Florida State will attempt to move the ball with big plays through the air and by getting the ball a lot to Cam Akers and Jaquez Patrick and those type of guys. So that's generally what you're going to be looking at there from Southern Miss's defense. It's a good defense. It's one of the best defenses in the group of five. I mean, I think it's a, I don't know how you'd want to rate it nationally. It's probably a top 30 defense nationally, even if you take into account who they've played. And that's pretty solid. You know, they really do a good job. They try to take away the run at all costs, but again, I do think you really have to stay and you have to stay committed to the run. On the other side, Southern Miss's offense. How do they attack, or how are they going to try to attack FSU's defense? How does FSU's defense try to attack them? Now, I've watched a lot of them. I think it's really key here. They're going to base out of 11 personnel. It's all shotgun, and they use an offset tight end oftentimes to try to get angles on blocks. This is a heavy RPO team. They will try to RPO a lot, and they will send their linemen downfield for sure to try and confuse the linebackers. That could be really interesting in this ballgame, and they will throw the ball down the field with their RPOs. It's not these RPOs where you're just throwing bubble screens. No, they want to attack vertically with their RPOs. They want to suck the linebackers up, make you think it's run, and then throw the ball behind those linebackers. Their quarterback, they will run him a lot. He runs about 7-8 times a game. His name is, I'm actually not sure how to pronounce this. I've watched them mostly on mute. Quadra Diggs, I believe, is the guy's name. 6'4", 216, 7.5 yards per attempt, 15-2 touchdown interception ratio. That's really strong. He did miss, I think, two or three games with injury. Only sacked 10 times on the year. So that shows you, A, Southern Miss does try to get the ball out quickly, or they will try to delay the rush with some sort of, you know, run game, RPO, fake. They don't do hardly any just straight drop back passing in this offense. That's clearly not the kid's strength. They run a lot of delay and counteraction. They want to slow down the opposing rush and or throw screens. Their receivers do block really well on the outside. So this is an offense that they really do try to hit big plays. They are not trying to go on long sustained drives. Their running back is a workhorse, though. 232 carries on the year. His name is Ito Smith. Kind of short, stout guy. Also catches the ball pretty well. 36 catches on the year. That's a pretty good number of catches for a running back. I mean, you're looking at an average of 3 per game. That's pretty strong. You know, the Southern Miss offense has done some good things this year. They've also been shut down at times. And I think the real issue there is that they're inconsistent. When they have to throw the ball, they don't do it all that well. They are much better when they are ahead of the chains. And that's something that most offenses say, but some offenses are distinctly better at making up for poor field position or for poor down and distance than others. And this one doesn't do it very well. When they're in trouble, they'd like to get the ball to Corey Robertson. He's their number one receiver. I think close to 100 targets on the year, and catches the ball pretty well. Also a very physical blocker. I mean, a guy that really does play with passion. And you know this Southern Miss team will come to play. With Isaiah Jones, you guys might remember that name. He's their number 3 or number 4 receiver. He was at Florida State, went to junior college for a year, I believe, and then ended up at Southern Miss, another big guy. And then Alenzé Staggers is also not bad. So a pretty decent receiving core there. They don't seem to throw the ball to the tight end all that much, at least from what I saw, and I watched a couple of their games against Marshall, against UTSA, a couple other ones. A lot of them are on YouTube if you want to check it out, by the way. So big receivers outside who look to win one-on-one balls. They do block pretty well, the receivers do. The offensive line, I think this is a good example of a team that tries to help out its offensive line as much as possible. They don't ask them just to do much straight drop-back passing. Like I said, it's a lot of you know, play-action pass blocking, which allows you to be more aggressive and maybe gets the defense on its heels some. You know, the one thing I do see, though, is that against, you know, defenses in their league, they're able to get the corner a lot. And I don't know if that's going to be something that they can do quite as well against Florida State, because Florida State has a different level of speed on defense and certainly has some guys who are not playing. Matthew Thomas, Derwin James, Josh Sweat. I guess we'll see if Tavares McFadden plays. I guess we'll see how healthy Trey Marshall is. You know, that may be something where they find that the speed is a little bit different. I also don't think they face the level of defensive linemen on the interior, Derek Nnadi and DeMarcus Christmas, for instance, in their league like they will against Florida State. And that will screw some things up for them, most likely. You know, can Florida State force this team to consistently execute on a down-to-down basis? If so, I think that this offense is going to struggle against FSU's defense. Now, granted, FSU's defense is missing some of its best players. Josh Sweat would be really helpful in this game because he is so good against the run game on the edge, but I think he's making a smart decision by not playing. Derwin James would certainly be helpful in this ball game, but he's not playing. You know, Matthew Thomas, I think, would have had a pretty good game. He's not playing. Given the guys who were out, there could be some struggles here, but the main thing is not busting assignments and not giving up the big play, because this offense just doesn't typically throw the ball well enough to, you know, to go, okay, hey, we got 3 yards on first down, and now we got second and seven, and oh no, it's an incomplete, so now third down and seven, we got to complete it. It's tough. That's not really what they do. Special teams wise, I don't really necessarily see a huge advantage to either side here. We'll have to see what happens with the punt return game. Like I said, this preview not going to be all that long. Hopefully, y'all can listen to it sometime before the ball game. In looking at this, could Southern Miss beat Florida State? Yes, I think they definitely could. The line might be a little bit high. I guess we'll just have to see, you know, how motivated Florida State is for this game. It's going to be Southern Miss's Super Bowl. I don't think there's any doubt about that. And Florida State, they can't be real excited to be playing in the Independence Bowl. This is not where a team that started the season, you know, third overall, wants to be. And certainly not in Shreveport, Louisiana. No offense to anybody who lives in Shreveport, but it's not really a destination, in my opinion. 33-16 is the implied Vegas score. I think I'm going to go something more like 30-20. I think the total is probably about right. If I had to take something on the total, I would probably go with the over. I do think that Florida State's athletic advantage on defense is going to be noticeable, but at the same time, when you're missing several key, you know, senior or upperclassmen players like a Sweat, Thomas, and Derwin James, that could lead to some busted coverages and some busts and things that they're able to hit a big play or two on. But I don't think that Southern Miss's offense can score enough to win the game, because I just don't think that they can block Florida State well enough in those crucial situations where you have to drop back and throw the ball. It's just not what they do real well. And unless Florida State's offense gives them a bunch of turnovers or something and incredible field position, it's very hard for me to see FSU actually losing the game. But Southern Miss could certainly cover, potentially. Again, it's bowl games. It's hard to predict. They're not something that you make big-time predictions on with a whole lot of confidence, because motivation is always a question, and you don't know how motivated this team is going to be. I do think that there's a reason to believe that Florida State will be motivated, though. It's Willie Taggart. Your new coach is going to be there. He's going to be evaluating how you play, how you act. And we already saw DeAndre Francois, photos of him back at practice this week, you know, at least going through the motions with no ball, just, you know, getting some air reps, getting some, you know, simulated mental reps. I think people do want to start off on the right foot for Willie Taggart. And I think that's going to cause most guys to play, you know, play with good effort. Will they play as a team? Will they be all that focused on executing their assignments? I guess we'll just have to watch and see. That's the 27th at 1:30. This has been the Knollcast, a very quick podcast preview for the Southern Miss Florida State game. Wanted to get one out for y'all. Certainly it's not a game most people are really excited about. Most people have not actually been asking for this, but we do try to do it for you just to make sure we got something out there. And hopefully you enjoy it. And I will join you probably around the new year. Well, we'll have an instant reaction to the bowl game, certainly. And then also one for the new year, talking a little more recruiting, as I will be in Orlando for the Under Armour All-America game. And then I'll be headed to San Antonio for the U.S. Army All-American game. And then after that, I'll be going to a number of 7-on-7 tournaments and the 7-on-7 tryouts there in South Florida with South Florida Express and Florida Fire. maybe Team Tampa. And so we'll have a whole lot of recruiting coverage coming up for you. Also, new coach talk, maybe player transfer talk, all that stuff. But today, I just wanted to focus on the Southern Miss Florida State game. So appreciate y'all listening. Please make sure to hit up our sponsors, Madison Social and Louisiana Hot Sauce. I had a lot of people tweeting at us, hey, look what I got in my stocking. It was a Madison Social t-shirt or a bottle of Louisiana Hot Sauce. That was pretty cool. And y'all are just incredible as far as the feedback we get and the buy-in we get for our sponsors. I know it's a free show and you don't have to pay anything for it, but people really do support it and they notice. You look at the percentage of followers that we have, and the percentage, and you look at the followers that our sponsors have, and you go down that list and you look at their new followers and the number of people who follow our sponsors who also follow the Nolcast, it's an incredible percentage. And it just shows that the buy-in we get. So certainly be looking to add to that this year and make the show even better. Hope you all had a Merry Christmas, and I'll join you soon.